This morning's reading is from Genesis 1, verses 9 to 13. If you have church Bible, you want to follow it, it's on page 3, but be quick, it's only a few verses. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered in one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
Thank you, Bob. Now, I wonder if you've ever made something of which you're really proud. Has anybody ever made something that they really liked? Yes, a few hands going up. Okay, I've made something that I was really proud of when I made it. You will see that this is just the height of perfection. There's no question what it is. As you look at it, you'll know instantly and you'll think, my goodness, how many hours did it take Kate to make that? Yes, it's a minion. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It is a minion. It is a cake. I had actually made a cake in the shape of my son's favourite hat once. Shows you what kind of mother I am. But I couldn't find a picture of the hat cake, which is such a pity. But the minion was pretty good. I can make things that I like, but when I look at them, they're not absolutely perfect. It's kind of okay, but it's not brilliant. But sometimes somebody gives you something that you really, really like, and they put a lot of effort into it. And we had this a couple of Christmases ago from my about-to-be daughter-in-law. She made us Christmas biscuits. Merry Christmas, Ian, Kate, and Simon. And I just loved it. I loved it, not just because they were yummy and they looked good, but I loved it because of the effort that I know she had taken in making the dough and rolling it out and cutting the shapes out for the letters and then decorating every single one slightly differently. There's something very special when somebody makes something for you with love, isn't there? Well, today we're thinking about the world that God made, and we're looking at the story of creation in Genesis. We've got today to the third day. Just in case you missed the first 2 weeks, we've already seen that God created the heavens and the earth and light. That was day one. Last week, we heard the part of the story where God creates the waters that become the sky and the sea underneath. And Mike explained it really well, like putting an upside-down bowl into a bath full of water so that you've got water underneath and water above it, and you've got this space that's air in between. So that's where we got to before today. And today, we come to the part where God makes the dry ground appear as land and calls the rest seas. And I've got some picture of the sea and a bit of dry ground. It's amazing. If you've ever stood by the sea on a nice day or in the evening and you've looked out and you've seen the waves coming and going, actually, you only see the waves coming. Have you ever noticed that? Waves always come towards the ground. You never see them going. I just noticed that last weekend and was a bit baffled. I'm not very clever. Anyway, so we've got the sea. It's wonderful. And God created the land and all sorts of plants, trees and grass. and mountains and things like that. Now, some people would say that this story in Genesis is not scientifically accurate, and that because of that, we shouldn't bother with it. Well, I want to disagree. People are always arguing about the beginnings of the world. I'm not saying that it was exactly as the Bible says, that in a day as we know it, God snapped his fingers and things appeared. I don't think, though, that we have to worry about that, because when Genesis was written, it was an explanation for the people at the time who looked around them and tried to make sense of the world that they saw and where they'd come from. And I think it's a story that tells us more about God and about his love for us and his provision for us than necessarily about the actual nuts and bolts of creating the world. But it does tell us that this planet on which we live is good. In fact, it's very good. It says God saw that it was good, and he saw the things that he made were good. When I look around the world, I see all sorts of things that haven't been made by people that are very good. Mountains, that's my favorite mountain. Forests, trees, flowers, animals, and birds. Now, we might change some of those things and we might use some of those things, but we can't ever claim that we made them to start with. I had another revelation this morning. I bit into a grape that I had bought in a supermarket. It was a lovely, big, juicy, green grape. I didn't buy it in the supermarket where I normally buy them. I bought it because it looked wonderful on a great pile of grapes. And as I bit into it, I hit something hard, and I thought, oh, what's that? Anybody know what it was? It was the pip. It was the seed. I had completely forgotten for a moment that grapes come from seeds. Most of the grapes I buy nowadays are seedless. I got so used to that that I'd forgotten where they come from to start with and the way God had designed them. Now, I wonder if you filled in our boards, either over the road having coffee or here, about your favourite drinks. I'm just going to ask Helen what sort of things people put at the back. Helen, what have we got?
We've got a real variety, Kate. People have been very detailed in their answers. So somebody likes their tea in a vintage cup.
Right.
Lovely. Coffee in a china mug. Mm-hmm. Milk in a Paw Patrol cup. Very important that it's a Paw Patrol cup.
Okay.
A few repeated themes. Gin and tonic in a large glass. Gin and tonic, plenty of ice in a large glass. Ice cold beer in a large glass.
Right.
Champagne in a flute. Vanilla Coke in a bottle. Craft ale in a barrel. Galaxy milkshake in a bottle. Cherry Coke, vanilla Coke and lemonade all in bottles. Lots of hot chocolate. San Pellegrino lemon and real ale. A real variety there.
Lovely. Thank you. Okay. So lots and lots of drinks. Now, we're going to have a bit of a think. All of those drinks that you drank had to be put into something before you could get them into your mouth. So we've heard about glasses. We've heard about vintage teacups. We've heard about bottles. Some of those bottles might be glass, some of them might be plastic. Now, I don't know whether you, like me, have just stopped thinking about some things. You just take them for granted. You take your bottle that your drink comes out of for granted. You might take for granted that you've got a cup. Sadly, sometimes our not thinking leads to a bit of a mess. Here we've got a beach again, and it's not quite like that lovely beach I had first time, because it's got lots of plastic bottles on it. It's mainly bottles. As I walked over the road, I noticed that there was a plastic cup on the side of Chart Lane. We have to be really careful that we think when we enjoy the good things that God's given us. Got another picture here that's a bit sad of the Amazon. This is deforestation, where they've started to chop down lots and lots of the lovely trees that God's given us because we want to use that land in different ways. And again, people aren't really thinking about what we're doing to our world. So this week, let's try and think a little bit more about the things that God's given us. When God made all those plants, it says that he made them with seeds in them. And the seeds were there so that the plants could grow again, so that when people ate the fruit, or when animals ate the fruit, the seeds would go through the system and would land up somewhere where they could grow again into new plants. So my challenge is to think. At the end of the service, you're going to be given our next postcard, our next takeaway for this week. And for the grown-ups, the takeaway is to pray with an apple. So, to find an apple, one day this week, just to find an apple and to sit with it and the takeaway card and see what it says. There are some questions. You need about 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. I got this from a book where a guy actually spent an hour at least sitting and praying with his apple, really looking at it really hard, really smelling it and feeling it and tasting it and thinking, not just gobbling it up and throwing it away. So the grown-up's challenge is to sit and think and pray with an apple. The children's challenge is to have a look at some different plants around the world, to perhaps draw a picture of your favourite plant and to bring it back so that we can put it up in church and enjoy them together. But at the end of the service as well, we've got some seeds, and Karen's going to be standing at the back with some mustard and cress seeds and some little bags. And if you'd like to have a go this week at growing some of your own seeds and seeing God's creation in action, then that's something to have a go at. So this week, let's make sure that we think about our world, that we appreciate the things that God's given us, that we take care, and that we don't waste the marvelous things that he's made for us. Now we're going to come to some prayers. And as you came in, I hope you will have been given a little leaf. Has everybody got a leaf? Yeah, if you haven't got a leaf, you might like to wave your hand and somebody marvelous will bring you a leaf. Because that's what our marvelous stewards do. Here we go. Some extra leaves. Now, leaves come off plants. Ali hasn't got one over here. Ali's looking at me. Oh, the whole of our worship team haven't got leaves. Thank you very much. Leaves come off plants. These are leaves that Karen has cut out for us from paper. I'm not sure if it's recycled. I hope so. On your leaves, I'm going to invite you to write something as a prayer, your own prayer. It might be something that you'd like to say thank you for. It might be something that you need to think about a bit more and you'd like God to help you think, something that you need to do differently. It might be something that you want to happen or somebody that you're concerned for, a please kind of prayer. Now, you don't have to write an essay on your leaf. I'm conscious they're a bit small for that. But I'd like to ask you just to write a couple of words or a word that sums up what you'd like to say to God today. When Ali's written hers, she's going to come and play a little bit of music for us while we do that. You might want to talk to the person next to you about what you want to write or get some ideas together. And then we're going to gather them up in baskets. And when we've done that, we're going to offer God our prayers like that. I'm going to put them all up here somewhere. And we're going to then say the Lord's Prayer together. But you've got just a minute or so to write down your own prayers. Thank you, sorry, or please. And then we'll gather them together. Let's gather our prayers up now. Let's, if you'd like to pass the baskets along perhaps, and we'll pop the leaves in and then we'll bring them down the front. Lovely. Here they come. Let's offer our prayers to God here. Thank you. Let's be quiet for a moment, and we're going to pray that God would take these things that we've thought about and written down. And we know that he hears and he sees, And he loves to answer our prayers. He doesn't always say yes. Sometimes he says, wait. Sometimes he says, I've got a better idea. But he always loves it when we tell him what's on our hearts. So, Father, thank you for all these prayers. Thank you for the pictures we've drawn, for the things we've said. Thank you that we know that you care about our lives and the lives of people who matter to us. And we pray that you'd help us to look out for your answers. Amen.